Here we go. Rolling sound. Quiet.
It's not complicated. Call it creative. Call it art. Call it design. It's the Design Coach on Lake 96.1, sponsored by Bob's Floor Covering and Stone Leaf Remodeling.
I'm going to try to make this I'm going to try to slow it down today.
Are you? Is that possible?
Right? This is... Yeah, you didn't think it was possible.
I didn't, no.
But if nothing else, Mel, you know that I have one thing. I have transmission. I have gears. You know that I have levels. I have layers.
I know you do.
I mean, I guess I come on the radio every Sunday and I...
Normally, I just see high gears, like just high.
Yeah, because I come in normally pretty amped.
Yeah.
But we're midsummer.
Mm-hmm.
This is awesome.
It is.
And so in the spirit of midsummer, I'm shifting to neutral today.
Okay.
Did I catch
so
you by surprise?
Weird, yeah.
Like, a little bit, right?
A little bit.
It's like, hey, I hope everyone's fourth was great, right? It seemed to be a beautiful week.
Mm-hmm.
A little rain here and there, but not too bad.
Right.
And then you expect the heat.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, always around the 4th of July.
Well, whatever.
Heat and humidity.
It is what it is,
yeah.
Right? I mean, that's why we have that huge, big body of water,
mm-hmm.
right? And especially in this area, in the Geneva Lakes area. Take your pick. A lot of people retreating up north. To just kind of get away. So today's show, we're talking about all things summer. And on the docket, I've got this ultimate fun summer checklist from Real Simple that I wanted to walk through with everyone. You know, this show, especially the past 2 weeks, has been really, well, we've been heavy on design and not really heavy on lifestyle. Does that make sense? We've really been dialing in on some design concepts that I wanted to drive on over the past couple of weeks. And that's been great, but it's not the only thing that I want this show to be known for, right? Like, this is a show where we talk about ways to improve our lifestyle, and design kind of helps us get there. But this checklist is great because I think it provides some framework. I mean, when you think about summers when you were a kid, I mean, do you remember a particularly bad summer?
No, I don't.
Do you?
No.
That sticks out?
Uh-uh. No.
Which means that if something at the time, I'm sure there was something in your previous summers that was traumatic,
mm-hmm.
whether it be a breakup, right?
Right.
Or,
I do
or
remember.
Something traumatic that might have happened during a summer. But time has a way of washing over the bad memories of summer to only leave you with the best of summer. And that's kind of what I want the show today to be about.
Okay.
Kind of the best of summer. And giving some people some ideas, some thoughts, some inspiration to have a really, really great rest of your summer season. So I'm positive, but you could tell that I'm calm. Now that doesn't mean that there's not going to be a voice that's going to make an appearance, right? That was pretty prevalent in last week's show.
Right.
The annoyed voice.
Yeah.
For those of you who do not know what I'm talking about, it's when I hear a voice like this when someone's complaining about something really stupid. And that's how I hear them.
What is that voice?
I hear them
name,
in that voice. Or when someone makes a ridiculous request that with a complete lack of perspective. You know, I see when you want to see me. This is what I hear. Sorry.
It's not like you hear that a lot.
I hear it all the time. I'm just saying
know,
that,
I'm just
that especially, you know, here's the thing. The one thing that summer does give you, speaking of perspective, is it is kind of a chance to kind of, you know, really do a check down. You know, maybe things move a little bit more slowly. Hopefully you're finding ways to put the brakes on your summer a little bit to make it last as long as it can. Because I've got a lot of quotes, a couple of things that I have here. I've got top 10 country songs and quotes from summer that I find inspiration in country music. I mean, I'm a
all
country
right.
music fan. Are you?
I do. I like
I mean,
a
are
lot.
You, do you like all types of shows? I mean,
I do
as well, but... You know, I would have to say that I'm probably 60% more in the country music end of things than I am anything else. But I don't have
it's
a...
interesting.
You why? You wouldn't have picked that?
Uh-uh. I wouldn't have.
Yeah, I'm doing something wrong. I might not be peeling enough layers away for you people.
But
in order for you guys to be getting that, maybe I'm holding too much at bay.
Are you old school country or are you kind of like crossover pop
whoa,
country?
Whoa, take it easy. I'm not Glen Campbell country.
Okay.
All right. I'm not like
right.
when you grew up with Tammy Wynette.
Don Williams.
Who? Let's see, this is where I'm at. My
okay.
life's... No, you got to remember. My country music journey started when I moved out of the suburbia of Chicago. The minute I moved to my rural property back outside of, you know, mm-hmm. in Alden.
Right.
and it begins and ends with like Rascal Flatts. Like that was my first.
Okay.
You know, they were kind of a big crossover kind of group.
Yes,
that,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where it begins. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't go back to places like Nashville where you go to the Grand Ole Opry and you don't appreciate the lineage of country music. It just means that, you know, I'm not really, you know, I'm not going back to throw on my Conway Twitty. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like
You're not that far back.
No. I'm not, I mean, I barely make it back to Shania Twain. Barely. You know what I mean? Like
Because
some of that country is really like, you know, Rhinestone Cowboy, Glen Campbell, Tammy Wynette. I'm not saying that some of the covers of the old ones that have been reinvented aren't good, but I'm looking for inspiration in probably some country music that's a little bit more current. Maybe not. We'll see what everyone else thinks. But this Ultimate Summer Checklist from realsimple.com, and also 24 of the best summer quotes. You know, we're always looking to see if we can extend summer. And some of the ones that I have found from Country Living, I really liked, because some of these quotes are really simple. And listen, interestingly enough, guess what they have to do with a lot of them? Garden.
Oh, really?
Growing things in the garden. You know that I keep making analogies in my life for regarding the patience and growing things and planting seeds. And, you know, I do that on a regular basis. And the older I get, the more I sort of appreciate the long-term view of things, right? But yet the short-term action to move things along. In other words, you know, you can't have the plant grow if you didn't do the work in the beginning. So it takes action on the front end and a lot of times patience on the back end. And in a way, summer and our seasons are a lot like that, where you have to sort of prep and prepare to sometimes be spontaneous. You know, you have to kind of take the time when you can and carve out the time when you can. And that's kind of like I guess that's really the thought position that I'm in on today's show. Like, you're looking at me like I'm freakishly calm.
I've never seen you really as calm as you are today.
Really?
Which it's nice.
Is it a nice change of pace?
No, I don't want to say it's a nice change of pace. No, it's just normally you're going at 100 miles an hour.
I don't know.
You know? But it's fine. It's all good.
I mean, here's the thing.
It's great.
I'm looking at it and I'm saying to myself, here's the quote that stuck out most. I'm going to start with this one. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We'll just start here. Before I get onto this Ultimate Summer Fun Checklist, which, by the way, is going to be awesome, so stay with us throughout the entire show because you're going to want to hear that. They break it out into a bunch of categories like nostalgic, activity, food and drink.
Ooh, awesome.
Yeah, really good stuff. But this one was from Audrey Hepburn, and this is from countryliving.com, and it's under the Life section, and it's summer quotes. But it's super simple, and it was from Audrey Hepburn, and it says, to plant a garden is to believe in tomorrow. I don't know that that's a quote specifically about summer. It could relate to spring. It could relate to planting, I guess, any time during the year. Mm-hmm. But it's absolutely and totally true. To plant a garden is to believe in tomorrow. You know, they talk about people having these rituals both in the evenings and in the mornings that we don't really necessarily know are rituals. And that those rituals are these sort of setting activities, and I'm going to call them timing activities, that sort of get us ready for our day. You know, like if you think about your morning or you think about your evening and the things that you like to either prepare for the day or unwind at the end of the day, gardening for me and tending the plants in the morning is those are two of my favorite parts of the day. You know, to sort of wake up in the morning with that cup of coffee, whether it's rain or shine, and just kind of walk outside and kind of take a look at the way things are progressing without conversation. You know, sometimes I think that's the piece that gets in the way, is that maybe it's great that pets and plants don't talk.
True.
I mean,
this is true.
They automatically endear themselves to you because they don't speak.
Yeah.
You know, but my days start with my plants and my pets and my coffee, for sure. And that's a good timing mechanism for me. It's like I like to wake up early. Are you a morning person?
I'm up at 3:18.
Oh, good. Okay, so you're up in the morning.
Because of the morning show. But normally I am anyway.
Right, and my summers growing up, you know, we're surrounded caddying. I mean, I was a caddy. That was the first job I really ever had. And you'd wake up early to get your loop and to get to the golf course on time. And You know, you learned to appreciate in those moments of absolute abject teenage fatigue. Mm-hmm. Some of the simple things that I look back on, dew on the grass. Sunrises.
Sure.
Sunrises,
oh, yes,
are an under of absolutely everybody. Everybody always sings the praises of a sunset, but I am telling you right now, sunrises to me are equally as beautiful.
Yes.
And sometimes not there, you know, sunrises are the promise of today. And to me, there's a lot there to enjoy. So on today's show, we're going to dig into all things summer. We're going to talk about this great summer checklist that I have on tap for you guys from realsimple.com. And then we're going to talk about these quotes and inspiration from both Country Music and Country Living Magazine when we come back from the break. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1.
The Design Coach is back on Lake 96.1, sponsored by Stoneleaf Remodeling.
Summer. I said it like that. Summer. Don't we love summer?
Oh, yes.
This is the week, too, because the holiday fell in the middle of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So you weren't quite sure what days you should take off or what days everyone else was taking off.
Right.
Trust me, there were people who decided the Friday before the 4th.
Oh, absolutely.
Which was technically still June.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
To just kind of coast on a really good stretch.
Yeah.
I had a few clients do that. I think it was awesome. They had family up to enjoy some of the great weather that the beginning part of the week offered us. I mean, listen, nobody, you know, I've said this before, I'll say it again. Nobody's summer is quite like the Geneva Lakes area. You know, we know how to summer here. You know,
we sure do.
There's a lot of great things that you can take advantage of if you throw yourself out there. So as I talked in the last segment about, you know, this concept of sort of activity and then patience on the back end, and this quote from Audrey Hepburn, which was to plant a garden is to believe in tomorrow. You know, summer's kind of the same way. You know, you want to, if you think about the seasons, right, you get through the winter. Isn't that the common phrase? You get through the winter. You just want to.
You're right.
There's a survival mindset in the Midwest about like getting through the winter. Like you just want to, you know, you're going to hunker down until spring. Summer's not like that. Summer is one where you just kind of want to enjoy it. And
you want to put the brakes on summer.
It's like just slow it down. Partly because the days are longer. There's more sunlight.
Yeah.
You know, I love the fact that the days are really, really long. In fact, you know, I remember some of the best activities happening after 3 p.m., you know,
mm-hmm.
the spontaneous water fight, which we did a lot of growing up. And you did that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you know? Definitely.
You know, there's always like, you know, I don't, at the risk of sounding like I'm pulling the old man card, like, oh, back in the day.
I was waiting.
We used to have the whole day to do water fights. It was so awesome. You know, at the risk of sounding like that, which is exactly how I know that I'm sounding, there was something really kind of romantic about being able to drink out of the hose. And there was something, you know, something really kind of romantic about, at least in our brain, right? About like the relatively carefree mindset of the fact that time had zero relevance. And the digital universe that we currently find ourselves in has made us all too keenly aware of time, especially since summers now are scheduled with kids' sports. I mean, you had your baseball game maybe at the end of the day, but there was a respect for what summer brought to the table in the length of the days and the appreciation for, you know, that time didn't really matter when you were a kid that I don't really think exists now. Do you?
I don't either.
I just don't feel like it exists. I feel like they get up in the morning and they look at their phone and what's everybody doing and where do we need to be somewhere and what's my next activity? And that makes it increasingly difficult for us to kind of slow down. So the inspiration on today's show is about how do we hit the brakes? You know, how do we do that? How do we, if you're not going to hit the brakes, how do we at least pump them every now and again
mm-hmm.
to sort of get us the chance to kind of enjoy what we do? In this time of year, right? So these quotes are really interesting. Summertime is always the best of what might be. That's another quote, Charles Bowden. This is from Country Living Magazine. I'm referencing these 24 quotes about summer as a way to sort of glean inspiration. I mean, I remember, if you think back, I mean, you would go, I mean, I was saddened a couple weeks ago.
Why?
Well, because Toys R Us is closed.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how Toys R Us was such a huge part of our summer. I mean, we lived about a mile and a half to 2 miles away from a Toys R Us.
So lucky.
It was not far. And we would get on our bikes or even walk. Whatever chance we'd get with the money that we could glean, that we could find, mm-hmm. whether it was in sofas or whether it was in the car or whether it was wherever it was that we could scrounge up additional funds that were not allowance related to go to Toys R Us and figure out what we could buy. Now, inevitably, about half of the time, we ended up with balloons.
Oh, which is perfect.
And the
anyway,
reason we ended up with balloons wasn't because we were blowing them up or putting helium in them or any of that kind of stuff. We
no,
were
water
blowing
balloons?
Them up specifically to put water at them and chuck them as hard as you could at someone else's face.
Oh, that was the best, wasn't it?
Well, and here's the thing. Like, I can't remember any fatalities.
No.
That I can remember from whipping a rubber balloon at someone's noggin. I don't. Now, I'm sure there was a thing. So, see, now I'm not calm right now.
I know.
I know this is mean.
The balloons are making you.
But the thing is like you remember the stock and balloons were cheap. You could get like a whole thing of balloons for like a like if you spent $1.99 on balloons, like
you had
like 500 of them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you would blow them up and you'd put them in, you know, we'd put them in buckets. And we'd divide into teams. And you were barefoot, right? There's another quote here that says summertime. If you're not barefoot, you're overdressed, right? If you're not barefoot, you're overdressed. I can't tell you how many, I don't know if I, you know, Julie's today, like we talk about like the kids running around outside in their socks and, you know, with no shoes on. And like, to me, I don't, I'm like, eh, you know, I did it as a kid. It doesn't really, it doesn't, that doesn't bother me. Not that it bothers Julie, but you think about, we just have to keep buying more socks because.
Yeah, exactly.
You like to run around outside in the socks. You might as well just take the socks off.
Just take the socks
really
off.
Know,
right?
Yeah. The partial coverage is a weird thing. Anyway.
Sometimes it's fun to do that though, too.
I guess the greater point is that there aren't that many rules in summer and that being able to sort of stretch time and make it a little bit more elastic this time of year, it's absolutely out there for the taking. And the subjects that we're going to kind of cover on today's show, which is this summer checklist from Real Simple and some of these quotes from country music that, you know, just mean something to me. Hopefully they probably have relevance to other people out there as well. I mean, there's a lot of country music fans out there, for crying out loud, you know. Before we know it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, you know, country thunder.
Right.
Okay.
Well, Brad Paisley was at Alpine Theater last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So as we sort of go through today's show and I reminisce and I think about that, you know, one of the summer checklists that I think needs to be on my list is I think I need to resurrect the water fight with my cousins or my nieces and my nephews and my cousins. I have to figure out a time when that can happen. Because I have the property. You can run around the house and have a water balloon fight.
It's perfect.
To be able to make that happen. And so one of the ways that I'm thinking about resurrecting and pumping the brakes, or resurrecting summer nostalgia and pumping the brakes, is to do some things that maybe you wouldn't normally do, you know, that maybe you do spontaneously. And that hopefully if I whip a water balloon at one of my kids.
I was going to say, maybe you should start with your kids first.
Yeah, versus throwing it at like other kids.
Just standing on the street corner.
Design coach was on Main Street just chucking water balloons at people.
Will you do that, please?
I don't know. Van? Should I open up the back of the van while you drive it slowly and just chuck water balloons
at
people?
You know how bad I want to drive your van.
Enjoy summer! And then, bam, I'm just throwing water balloons. And there's, what I always love,
speed
too,
away.
Is the, I always love the shapes of summer, too. It's the shapes and sounds. The shape of when the water balloon you would miss your target, and the shape of the water on the actual cement or asphalt. Do you know that directional splatter?
Mm-hmm.
You know those types of memories are imprinted in my. They're just burned into my memory, and I oftentimes wonder like how do those memories and those appreciations for summer find their way into my adult life, which can be, you know, up here it can be really super busy. You know, this is kind of our Super Bowl from a professional perspective, at least for our clients who live on the lake or in their homes. You know, we're very active finishing projects and moving projects along. And I oftentimes, you know, wonder if that's a deterrent to my own summer, you know, my ability to kind of check down and slow it down. And, you know, what are ways that, you know, as you move through that you find balance? And I think maybe that's really what I'm, You know, remember I talked about being in multiple lanes but moving in the same direction? Mm-hmm. I feel like this is, again, one of those types of shows where, you know, I'm kind of bouncing around a little bit, but the direction is slowing it down, enjoying it a little bit more. And what are some of the ways that we do that? These country songs. So I'm going to reference The Boot. Have you seen this website?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. Actually.
Theboot.com. It's under summer music. And these are these 10 sort of summer song lyrics from country music stars. Now, listen, there's a lot out there. And I know that I'm going to forget some. And of course, I'm going to. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to turn on the radio. And I'm going to hear like 20 more that are relevant to today's show. And we all sort of have some of those. But in the era of us taking, you know, quotes and wanting to put them on, you know, signage in our home and hang them. Remember a few shows back, we talked about inspirational quotes to surround yourself with. You know, you can do that. That's a great seasonal thing. And, you know, busting out the summer quotes that kind of remind you of the checkdown, probably not a bad deal, right?
Right.
Probably not a bad thing. I don't care if you want to make the sign or buy the sign, but just, you know, any trigger that you can put in place that allows you to enjoy, absorb, and be more thoughtful and in the moment, I think is really what summer's kind of all about. I would love to say that we're like that year round. We're probably not. You know, when the school year comes up, you know, the schedule even gets ramped up even that much more if you're a parent. You know, I oftentimes think that you know, if you don't have kids and school's in session, what that side of the coin is like. I remember fall mm-hmm. with no kids.
Yeah.
Sometimes even being more slow than summer.
Exactly.
Right?
That's where I'm at.
Because you didn't, yeah, you're there.
Right? Yes.
You're there. So yep. The fall really slows down.
It does. It does. It's weird. It's weird. Can I have a mixture of both? You know, just a mixture of both.
But
having kids around
the
again.
The whole thing is the fight for balance.
It is.
And I think that's really an important thing. I think it's a mental health issue.
Mm-hmm.
I think that mental health issue becomes a physical one. You know, I think, you know, taking the time to enjoy the warm weather with exercise and doing the things that it takes to sort of do the diagnostic on your mind and your body are kind of very important things. And, you know, at the Design Coach, it's one of those things that I need to start talking more about that to my team to make it less of an experience about sort of, you know, this the schedule and the creativity and the push. Just the motor this spring ran pretty hot. I think I'd like to try that with my team and of course with my family to just try to, you know, we have a family reunion coming up. You know, these are not people that I see often, and to sort of really be able to sort of absorb all of that, I think is going to be an important thing for me. So we're going to talk more about that. Plus, okay, I promise, next segment, we're going to dig into this checklist, this ultimate summer checklist from realsimple.com. And let's see if we can't pump the brakes on our summer. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1.
The Design Coach is back on Lake 96.1. Sponsored by Bob's Floor Covering. Tile, stone, laminate, vinyl, and more.
All right, so, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge my daughter's 16.
Oh, you need to. 16 years old.
She's a 4th of July baby.
Wow.
So happy birthday, Mia.
Happy
belated
birthday.
Belated birthday, Mia. Yeah. Julie took her and some girls downtown.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
What a fun time. Yeah. 16 years
well,
old.
Well, Luke and I just sort of played golf hooky during the week and did a couple of things that were fun.
Oh, great.
You know, but as we're talking about on today's show, you know, we're trying to make summers more memorable. You know, we tend to mark our lives around seasons, especially here in the Midwest. You know, since there is such a change in the seasons, it's even more, you know, it's more top of mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we seem to talk about the weather a lot.
Well, there's things that we need to get done before the winter, winter
exactly.
sets in.
You have compressed times of activity. And in those compressed times and in the times we live where scheduling can be such a demand and a drag mm-hmm. on our lives that sometimes we forget to just breathe and kind of enjoy each other's company, being outside and the season in general. Some of these country music lyrics that I have that I referenced from theboot.com. This one's from Kenny Chesney. Again, one of those. Remember, you asked me in one of the first segment, you know, how far back does my love of country music go?
Right,
okay,
yeah.
Not that far. It's more of like a shallow pond than it is a deep sea. Okay, but I still like what I got going on. I'm a lover of it. I find a lot of connections to what, I don't know. There's storytelling that happens in that particular genre of music that maybe doesn't always happen. And I also think it gets a bad knock. I think that, you know, there's a redneck element that I think people sort of paint it with a broad brush, and nothing could be further from the truth. You know, and then there's crossover artists who remind us that it's about the human experience, and that in some way, especially in the Midwest, we have a deep connection to sometimes rural areas. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I always, when I hear country music lyrics, they mean something to me. They tend to stick with me. And so I thought I'd look some up for summer. This is from Kenny Chesney's No Shirt, No Shoes, No Problem. The sun and the sand and a drink in my hand with no bottom, right? I mean, that endless glass where you're like, you know, the tendency for you to say, of course, I'll have another, because you really have nowhere to be. I think is key. You know, when you talk about summer entertaining, sometimes we talk about the summer entertaining that exists for large groups. We talk about getting ready for parties. But oftentimes the one of the best ways to enrich your own life and your lifestyle is to be festive for no reason at all, just for yourselves and for maybe that one other person. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many times do you get all jacked up for a party where you're hosting? Well, maybe it would be good to get jacked up for just the party of one, right? I mean, rather than go through the routine with your significant other, you know, maybe make that drink, make that dinner, plan that special meal, you know, do something different. Try to change the routine and make time for it. I mean, listen, there is no secret that, you know, listen, Lake Geneva Country meets, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nick comes on the airway at least 3-4 times. It seems a week, okay? To talk about the great things that they offer there, right? To plan a great summer meal.
Yes, yeah.
Go to their website. He's always got a tutorial on something.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
Some great summer angle that they've thought of that involves meat, which is awesome, right? But also, he's expanded beyond that. So if you can take the time to plan, and you can take the time to maybe do something different, that's part of pumping the brakes. I don't know if it's so much, listen, you're never going to create more time in the day. So maybe you make the time of the day of higher quality, more meaningful, more thoughtful. And the only way to do that is to sort of take action, right? I don't know. Just another thought there. Sunshine and Summertime from Faith Hill. You'll see rock hard bodies and bikini hotties, and everybody's got it going on. I mean, don't we all? I mean, listen, that's the deal, right? I mean, we've been covered up all winter.
Yes,
we've been waiting for the spring to hit, right? And to be honest with you, you know, we just kind of want to be out soaking in the sun. That's kind of what I take from this, is like that vitamin D is a real thing. It just is.
It is.
You got to get outside.
You have to.
You know, I mean, listen, at the risk of actually sounding like some sort of Coppertone commercial where you're like, okay, please use proper sunscreen. I get it.
It's true.
I get it. I understand it. Please use protection in the sun. Okay? But there's just something about that sunlight on your face, especially on the days when there's no wind.
Oh, it's just sun-kissed, you know?
Yeah. Just, and there's just that look that everyone has that just makes you glow a little. Well, everyone glows a little bit in the summer, right?
Some of us turn red.
I get it. You know, there's nothing I can do. Genetics are genetics. But, you know, it is about that. It is about getting outside, enjoying the outdoors. So anyway, if you want to look at the rest of these, I think that there's some really good ones here. The other one is this. This is from Strawberry Wine from Deanna Carter. The hot July moon saw everything. My first taste of love, oh, bittersweet. I mean, summer love, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Summer romances.
I know.
You know? And it's funny because it's like, you know, this is when I talk about making those special moments for you and your significant other. You know, we tend to sort of harken back to our teenage years or our early young adult years for these summers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Summer's a great time to rekindle that fire. It's just...
It sure is.
You know? Why not? Why not now? I don't know. Listen, these are really good ones. This last one that I'm going to leave you with is from Zac Brown. I love Zac Brown.
So do I.
Partly because I can sing those songs, sort of.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
I will spare you.
Go ahead. No, you should.
Into Colorado. No, that's all I got.
Oh.
No, it's not that good. Sorry. I could
For a minute,
that.
I was thinking it was John Denver.
John Denver? Julie loves John Denver.
I love John Denver, too. Country Roads Take Me Home.
I can sing Cold Weather.
Maybe I'll end the show like that.
Yeah. Maybe I won't.
Love that one.
Got my toes in the water, my blank in the sand. Not a worry in the world, cold beer in my hand. Seriously, there you go. That's all you need to know. So anyway, from theboot.com, look at these, check these out. Check these quotes out. And they also give little clips from the songs, which I thought was really cool. So listen, on to the meat of today's show. This Ultimate Summer Checklist. And I've never really thought about it in these terms, but I thought that this was an interesting way to frame the discussion for today. You know, as I sort of go off on these nostalgic rants, I called it a tance. I made up a new term. Not a tantrum nor a rant. It's a tant.
It's a tant.
It's a tant. You know what? That's a thing. I'm going to use that. A tant.
I think you should.
Instead of rant, it's a rant and a tantrum. It goes off on these tants. Whatever that is. They categorize these into three categories. Nostalgic. Eat and drink. Right?
Yeah.
Relax. Right? And then just because. I thought those were great. I mean, seriously? These are awesome. We're gonna cover a lot of these. And I wanna see how many you think you have planned, Mo.
Okay.
This would be a great, if you were said to yourself, hey, I need a diagnostic as to whether or not I'm enjoying my summer, and do I have any of these planned as a benchmark for whether or not you're slowing it down a little bit and that you're enjoying life, I will tell you, there's a lot on here to like.
Okay.
There's a lot on here to glean to say, oh gosh, I'm not doing any of these.
I'm worried.
No, you should be because you should be because there's a lot in here that I think is fantastic. The number one, the first one out of the box I thought was fantastic, and it's go see a drive-in movie. Now, there's still a few of those around, right?
We used to go all the time.
Used to. See, here's the phrase that I think we need. I used to do that. I used to be more creative. I used to be more fun. I used to be more in shape. That's the phrase this summer. Maybe we break that. I used to be. I used to have more energy. I used to keep in touch with people. Really? Like, there you go.
I know. I fell right into the trap. Although, I'm just going to say this really quick. Last year when my grandkids visited for a week, I made a drive-in movie theater in my backyard.
That's it. There you go. Fantastic. You know what you can do now? You know those, there's these online games that you play where you can play, it's group play.
Uh-huh.
Where it's like almost like a trivia game.
Yeah.
And you all play with your phone. So we did that at our house for one of the kids' parties.
Oh.
They had a group trivia game that they were playing on their phones and we put it and projected it on the big screen.
Oh, wow.
And you're right. Why not create your own summer movie drive-in?
Yeah. And it was great.
Right?
It was perfect.
You need a bed sheet and one of those projectors, which, by the way, you can get, and they're not that expensive.
Mm-mm, not at all.
And you can, now there's the adapter where you can plug it into your iPhone.
Yep.
You can download a Netflix movie, and you can have a movie outside.
Yes. It was great.
Thank you. That was a great thought.
It was
fantastic. That is an absolute great way to think about it. But it's also, you know, summer movies are kind of an event, right?
They are.
But sometimes it's hard to kind of get everyone together. You know, maybe there's a way for you to do that at home. I think that that's an outstanding suggestion. Thank you. That's a good ad.
And there's also a lot of like movies under the moon or at the, you know, park or beach or, you know.
Absolutely.
They have those too.
And listen, when we come back from the break, this is where we really take a deep dive into this ultimate summer checklist. And how well are you doing with yours? Stay with us. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to The Design Coach on Lake 96.1.
Remember I talked before about the sounds of summer?
Yes.
You know, it's not just ocean. For me, one of the seminal sounds that I remember was the sound of the cottonwood tree, the massive cottonwood tree in my front yard that in the end of June, beginning of July would absolutely, you know how the cottonwood sheds all of its, I called it summer snow. I wrote a blog called Summer Snow, which was specifically about the crazy, weird, cool attributes of the cottonwood tree. The fact that the stem is a different shape and that the shape of that stem allows in low wind to be able to flicker. So cottonwood trees, when you see them in a forest, actually shimmer in the sunlight. You can see a cottonwood tree move. It has a life. For me, the sound of that movement, of the cottonwood trees kind of like, and the leaves shaking, unlike any other tree, I remember that vividly. I remember the crunch of, so the cottonwoods, once they would seed, they would shell into these little hard shells, almost like little pea pods.
Mm-hmm.
They'd crunch under your feet on the gravel road. I grew up on a gravel road.
Great, great memory.
You know what I mean? So yeah. It's like I remember the sounds of the rocks mm-hmm. dropping into the creek outside of my house. And I remember the sound that they would make, and that different rocks made different sounds. So, the splash would be different.
Yes.
The sound, and I remember just for hours, just like I would do that. I would just walk up and down the creek and I would explore. And again, no sense of time. Do we do that? I don't think it's something that I think that you can just, I don't think you can just capture it in your childhood and then not bring it with you into adulthood. It's the same thing that I talk about when I talk about creativity. When I talk about at some point our creative brain goes dormant because we're told we have to be more serious, or that creativity is some sort of discretionary activity that doesn't matter. In fact, some of the most interesting people are more creative adults. And creative, I don't mean artistic. Please don't confuse that. You can be creative and not be artistic. You can be creative and just be thoughtful. You can be creative and just be engaged. You can be thoughtful and be a great storyteller. That doesn't mean that you can draw. So let's stop equating creativity with drawing or art, or even music for that matter. It's problem solving. It's making something better. It's improving your corner of the universe. And I guess maybe with this summer checklist, that's what I'm talking about. Maybe through these activities from realsimple.com. It's called Work Life, Entertainment, and Summer Activities. It's a fun summer activities checklist, and I wanted to find out how I was doing, and I'm interested to hear what you guys think. Play miniature golf. That's on the list. When was the last time you played?
The last time I played was probably 6 years ago.
When was the last time you rode a roller coaster?
Last year.
When was the last time you built a sandcastle on a beach?
Last year.
When was the last time you won a prize at a fair?
Last year.
You're doing great.
Ah, thank you.
You are.
How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. I'm about 50-50. Catch fireflies at night.
Again, last year.
You're doing great. Now, does part of this have to do with the fact that you have grandkids?
I have grandkids, and also with the Walworth County Fair.
But that inherently plugs you into summer.
Absolutely. It does.
Right?
Yes.
And for people who haven't been to the fair and haven't gone to the activities that are sponsored there, mm-hmm. right?
You need to go. Definitely.
That's an easy plug-in for people, right?
It is, isn't it?
And not just for kids.
Oh, no.
It's an easy plug-in.
It is. And those things bring back great memories.
You ready for these? This is under the category Eat and Drink.
Okay.
Let's see how you're doing with this.
Okay.
So far, you're doing fantastic.
Thank you so much. Right? I was so worried about this.
I'm about 50-50. Okay. Eat lobster with your hands.
You know what? I'm not a lobster person, so
what?
I don't like lobster.
You don't?
Uh-uh.
I love lobster.
I like the butter, but does that count?
Hi, can I just have rice and butter? I don't really want the lobster, but I want that.
Just bring me all the butter. How about yourself?
I love lobster.
So,
here's the thing. I did not eat seafood growing up. I feel like I came to the table of lobster at the same time I came to the table of country music.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a little later in life.
Okay.
A little later in life, but ooh, equally as meaningful.
When was the last time you ate it with your hands?
Probably about a month ago.
Good for you.
In Richmond.
Good for you.
Yeah. At that place near Paisanos.
Mm.
I think it's called Panino's.
I think you're right.
It's called Panino's, but it's got some of the greatest seafood ever. The problem is the name is Panino's, and it sounds like paninis.
It's
one of the greatest seafood places, I think, in the area. And it was so fresh and so good and so delicious.
Ah, that's good to know.
It was so great. If you haven't had that, great fish and great seafood around here, especially the lake.
Yeah.
The fish fries that we have around here.
Oh,
the lobster, the fish boils and things like that. Those are fantastic. And again, mm-hmm. they have those year round, but in the summer, they mean a little bit more.
They do.
I think the lobster boil is coming up at the end of July.
I think you're right.
The lobster boil in Fontana.
I think
that's coming up.
Yeah.
I've heard that's a great event. Never been. Probably going to go to that. Need to put that on the summer checklist schedule. Mm-hmm. Pick berries from a farm.
I picked raspberries last year. We have them right in the backyard.
Got an ice cream from an ice cream truck.
It's been years.
It's been years, right? Roasted marshmallows by the fire?
I want to say last year, but maybe 2 years ago.
These are all from the list of eat and drink, of summer activities that you should try this summer.
Yeah. Now, what about you for marshmallows?
Oh, yeah. Well, we have fires going all the time.
Oh, yeah.
We're basically pyromaniacs over
yes,
at the design
I love it. I love it.
On the 10 acres. I don't think there isn't anything we won't at least maybe try to burn. I don't know that. I mean, we stay away from obviously the toxic stuff, but we're like, there's a 50-50 chance that might, with a little help, be combustible.
Yes.
I don't know. It's we're on 10 acres.
Yeah.
You know?
You need to do it.
Return to the earth. What is the earth's? I don't mm-hmm. know. Maybe better that than a landfill sometimes, especially yeah. if it's wood or paper products or things like that, especially as great starter.
Oh, absolutely.
Or even landscape, run, you know, like when you pull your weeds and stuff and they dry out.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
Very good. Yeah.
Okay. Make lemonade from scratch. I have not ever done that. I want to try to do that. It would be great to perfect a lemonade from scratch
recipe. It would, wouldn't it?
It would be a nice thing to add to my mm-hmm. repertoire. Now, clearly, I would probably have some. I'd make the adult. I would make the adult and the kid version.
Oh, sure.
You know, the alcoholic and non-alcoholic versions, but I think it'd be good.
Sounds
eat
so
corn
good.
On the cob, that's kind of a given.
Yeah.
And I think that's like breathing, right?
Yes, it is.
Sip a sweating glass of iced tea. Well, that's not, you know, watermelon. Some of these are pretty
yum.
Here's a good one. Have you ever, I mean, are you a sangria fan?
Not so much.
So I add this to the lemonade piece. I think trying to craft a really good sangria,
mm-hmm.
I think would be a really nice recipe to have.
I think you're right. Sangria is so
repertoire.
Beautiful, too. It's a beautiful drink.
I think so. The next here is under the category relax. I'm referencing realsimple.com, and these are 50 fun summer activities. And again, a lot of these, though, if you think about them, they really are suggestions to slow your summer down. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Who has time to try to figure out how to make a recipe from scratch from lemonade? How do you carve out the time to do that? And that'd be a fun thing to do with your kids. Especially do a flight of lemonade to see how, you know, I mean, one of the things that I remember from our summers is that we used to mix. Do you remember mixing sodas just to see what they taste like?
Oh, yes.
You'd mix like grape knee-high with Coca-Cola,
yes.
with whatever, and you'd see what it.
Yeah.
And even if it was disgusting,
we just end up wasting it.
Yeah, but it was just kind of fun to do.
But it was creative.
You know what I mean?
It's fun too.
It was different.
Yeah.
You know, trying to perfect the ultimate summer drink with your kids under the lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have older kids, maybe under the sangria family.
Yes.
Right? Might not be a bad activity. But
strawberry lemonade.
Under relax, nap in a hammock. When was the last time you napped in a hammock?
Oh,
I don't know.
So
if, I don't even know if I could get out of a hammock if I got in. That was my fear. My
right.
fear is, generally speaking, it's a little bit like skydiving.
Getting in.
I'm like,
scared.
You know, you sort of know when you get older things that you might not want to try. I think getting into a hammock, I might not get out. Without awkwardly twisting. There's no great way to get out of a hammock. Am I wrong?
We always see the cartoons where they're like continuously just going around and around.
You know, it's almost like there's no great way to sip a straw. You just look kind of ridiculous doing it. But same thing with a hammock. Porch swing, sat on a porch swing. Stargaze lying in the grass. Now, this is one thing that my wife, Julie, can, you know, the itchiness of the grass on the back of her neck. Maybe on a blanket, maybe in June when there's less bugs. When you try to do that in July or August, it gets a little dicey.
It does.
Just make sure you have enough DEET.
Yes, absolutely.
Nothing says stargazing like more chemicals on your body to keep the bugs away.
Or get in your hot tub and stargaze.
Yeah, this is true.
That's nice.
This is true. Dangle off of a dock, something very, very popular in this area, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sunset at a beach, obvious. I'm going to say sunrise.
I agree with you there.
Try getting up early. Try going to bed a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Get up for the sunrise. Mm-hmm. Take the dogs for a walk in the morning versus at the end of the day. You know, maybe try to shift your routine. I think that there's a lot to be said there. You know, sometimes it's just about changing your routine to give you a different perspective. And if you can use the summer season to do that, pump the brakes, again, stretch the elasticity of time. I think that there's something there. Listen, for more of these cover everything from tossing a Frisbee to taking a last-minute road trip, which you know are some of my favorite activities, especially this time of year for antiquing. I wish I had more time, but I don't, guys. So if you want to find out more about this real simple 50 things that make up a great summer checklist, just go to realsimple.com. It's under the work-life section under entertainment and summer activities. From me to you, hope you guys have had a great 4th of July week. Have a wonderful weekend, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with me. You've been listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. You've been coached.